AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. Police this morning are still looking into a shooting death from last night in Jacksonville. It happened at an apartment complex on Acme Street. The victim was 34 years old. Navy officials aren't saying exactly why they did it, but yesterday they stripped a captain of her command over a ship that calls Mayport its home. Captain Erica Hoffman was commanding officer of the guided missile cruiser USS Philippine Sea. The officials did say there was a loss of confidence in Hoffman's work in that post, which she'd held for just over a year. Selling a dog, a cat, or a rabbit could soon be a much more regulated action, at least in Nassau County. Their Board of Commissioners is looking at a measure that would only allow animal welfare organizations, shelters, and certified breeders to do so. There'll be a public hearing about it next month. 36 people in Duval County have now died as a result of the coronavirus that's out of over 1,300 cases. That's Jacksonville.radio News.
The WBOB studios are sponsored by the St. John's Vein Center, a nationally accredited vein center. Dr. James St. George has more than 20 years' experience as a board-certified specialist. Four locations in Jacksonville, St. John's Vein Center. Jacksonville's only morning local political talk show, the Ed Dean Radio Show. News, opinion, and your chance to call in with your opinion. Weekdays 6 till 9 a.m. on AM 600, WBOB, and FM 101.1. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We've had it for a while now, and it's still there. Construction work on West Beaver Street headed eastbound, right between Stockton and 95. Be aware, and if you see anything, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Sun and clouds are mixed this morning. Thunderstorms develop by afternoon, the high 91. Partly to mostly cloudy this evening with a low of 71. Right now, it's 71 degrees. And here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Next week, all 50 states are set to partially reopen. A new study says most of those collecting unemployment can now bring home more money than when they were actually employed. And the Trump administration is giving $19 billion to support the nation's agricultural community.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, 704, good to have everybody here. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Jonathan Williams, economist from American Legislative Exchange Council, is going to join us here in a little bit. Matt Schellenberg, don't forget we got the podcast coming up after the morning show at 9 a.m. A lot of fresh new ones out there, a lot of things you may not hear in the morning show. And, of course, some things we do have the morning show. Roger, we just kind of extended on the podcast. But it goes sometimes about 15 minutes or 20. We don't bore you, very fast pace. So we've always got some good ones ready to go. Again, just go to WBOB.com. That's WBOB.com. And click on right where it says the Ed Dean Extra. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, 50 states now expect to do, if not full-blown, which is not going to happen, there are phases 1, 2, and 3. You've got federal guidelines, which is not mandated, by the way. The states can do with what they want, and local municipalities can do as well. But all 50 states plan to have at least within this week, up to Memorial Day and by the 1st of June, to have partial reopenings, but it's still depressing. Listen to the host of Meet the Press, Chuck Todd.
All 50 states will have partial reopenings officially underway. 1,000 Americans have died so far. More are expected as we reopen. Job losses are at Great Depression levels, which are expected to get worse before they get better. And the country remains sorely politically divided. But even during these unprecedented times, the president's playbook doesn't really seem to change. He lashes out in response to scrutiny. He undermines institutions and he defies.
You know, I'm always curious about something. If Trump is to be blamed for the recession, but then again, these are the same Democrats that and liberals that support keeping things shut down. Mm-hmm. That isn't technically, aren't you indirectly agreeing with President Trump? I've always been curious by that. Judge Andrew Napolitano, Fox News senior judicial analyst, says there are going to be lawsuits that are going to have taken place. He goes, when you try to stop people from freedom of assembly, when you try to stop people from going to church, guess what? It has turned out to be very unconstitutional.
All of these lockdown orders are without lawful authority. They're unconstitutional. They violate the Bill of Rights. They interfere with our freedom of religion, our freedom of travel, our right to privacy, our freedom of speech, our freedom of assembly. I could just go right down the line.
Again, host, with Fox News senior judicial analyst Andrew Napolitano. When we talk about lawsuits, he says a lot of consumers out there, some churches will also bring lawsuits for being told that they had to shut down or limit those that could go to the Sunday morning service. But listen to lawyer and former prosecutor Bob Bianchi. He says also the lawsuits are going to end up happening possibly at hospitals here, Roger. He says they're going to be wrongful death lawsuits. But he says the problem is you're going to have to prove that your local hospital, if you had a loved one who unfortunately died, what about also at the nursing homes that died to COVID from symptoms of COVID-19?
Let's go to the basics of what a lawsuit is in these instances. First of all, it's a wrongful death suit. There has to be some level of negligence. Negligence means a deviation from a reasonable standard of care.
So that's going to be interesting to see where all that goes next of what type of lawsuits will happen. CBS News shows that Ahmed Arbery had a run-in confrontation with police. Listen to the video here back in 2017.
You got an ID on your man?
Body cam footage from 2017 shows a Glynn County police officer approach Ahmed Arbery in a Brunswick, Georgia park.
Grab it with you, okay?
As the officer returns from running Arbery's license, Ahmed appears to be upset.
I ain't got on me. What with me for? I'll tell you why I'm here, man. I'll tell you why I'm here. Because this area is known for drug activity.
You got no reason to touch me, bro.
I'm not searching you. I'm checking you for weapons. All right, man?
Less than 2 minutes later, another officer appears, and Arbery refuses to let them search his car.
You're not allowing me to search your car?
You can't go in my...
I'm not asking you. Just don't reach the car, man.
Get your hand out of your pocket.
Hands out of your pocket.
Second officer then orders Arbery to the ground after he fires his taser, but it malfunctions and doesn't shock Arbery.
I got one day off a week. One day.
Okay.
One day off a week. I'm trying to chill on my day off, bro.
Eventually, they let Arbery go.
Now, Roger, I was telling Roger, we talked about this earlier. I saw the video. First off, his hands were out. I have to look at the case-by-case basis. And his hands were out, yet he was mouthing off to the cops, something I would never advocate on doing this. But they let him go. They said, you can't check my car. They had, you know, maybe some reasonable suspicion. This was an area where they knew it was for drug outlets and for crime. But evidently, they let him go. They said they smelled marijuana, but it wasn't worth taking him to jail. But this does not set up the example, the reason why, that maybe he was running, because evidently he didn't steal anything, according to the home, that he kind of checked out the construction site, what was going on. Some people, Roger, will have a predetermined attitude. Well,
right.
Wait a second. If Ahmed Arbery had a run-in with police, and as you pointed out, he shouldn't have mouthed off to him, I say the same thing. This does not mean that he was guilty for what took place, for being shot by a father and son back in February.
Absolutely. You know, the McMichaels, they were not police officers, but they were acting like they were vigilantes. Deputies, you know, there to, quote, enforce the law as they understood it, with very little to no training at all on how to do it. And then, you know, plainclothes guys, one of them has a gun. Arbery's trying to protect himself, grabs the gun, and, of course, tragedy ensues.
When it happens to gaining more money for Social Security, Roger, this is always a big issue we talk about. Is there going to be enough money for the disability fund? You've got SSI, SSDI. You've got those at 62, 65, 70. We talk about those that want to means test it. What about the issue of allowing people to take some of their money and put into a partial privatization for them to retire? Well, a new report by the federal government says that those of you that want to be able to get a COLA, that's a cost of living adjustment, no way. The coronavirus pandemic is going to wipe that away. The COLA adjustment last year was at 1.6%. By the way, 1.6% is absolutely nothing. If inflation goes to 2% and you get a 1.6, you're not making any money out there. But recipients looking forward to a possible benefit increase each year, some say it is not going to happen. Fox Business Network, Stuart Varney.
House Democrats considering tax increases to pay for Social Security. Let me explain this. They want to go from a threshold of $132,000. That's how much you're taxed on now. They want to go up to $400,000. Also, they want to raise the tax rate over a 25-year period from, what is it, 6.2 to 7.4%.
And by the way, don't forget, not only do you as the employee have to pay into that, also the employer. And the bottom line is, with this whole point is that there is no cost of living adjustment that's going to end up taking place. So they're going to have to make up that round of revenue. So then this is the perfect example why they want to come in and jack up your taxes in order to, quote, make Social Security more solvent. Brandon Arnold from the National Taxpayer Union says the tax increase proposal is a bad idea.
Well, I think this is a bad idea. Regardless of what you think about the state of the economy right now, and certainly there are a lot of Democrats in particular that have said we're headed toward a recession, a tax increase is a bad prescription for economic growth. It's going to push the economy in the wrong direction. So I don't understand why they're coming out with a proposal like this right now. I understand Social Security has its issues. You talked about reforms that could be made, such as adjusting the retirement age. I think that absolutely ought to be on the table.
You know, Roger, I'm always kind of curious. If they want to pay for all these proposals out there, how are they going to end up paying for it? What are they going to do? You're going to tax the rich? That's going to pay for the $8 trillion that we've been spending to try to turn things around?
Well, here's the deal. You know, can't they do math? They've already seen with the Trump tax cuts prior to COVID-19 that lower taxes increases the amount of money that actually comes into the government. So increasing taxes theoretically would reduce that amount of money. So, you know, it makes no sense. I think it'd be a better idea to cut the funding to the Kennedy Center for the Arts.
Yeah. Here's California Democrat John Garamendi. He says the problem is that we're going to have to do more of this to make it solvent. We're going to have to raise taxes. It's not because of them, Roger, of all the money they've been spending, but you're not going to get your COLA increases this year. If you're on Social Security, we may have to look at after the pandemic to raise taxes. And Roger, hear me play the clip for you. One of the reasons why is because all of these companies have given up on their traditional retirement plans.
A profound change in retirement programs across the nation over the last 15 to 20 years. Most companies have moved away from plans that provide a defined benefit. They've gone to one that does not have a defined benefit, and more are not providing much, if any, retirement savings or retirement programs at all. And we've seen this really.
So there you go, Roger. So it's not Congress's fault. It's all of you companies out there that have gone away with the traditional retirement plan. A new study by the University of Chicago says that almost 70% of those out there that are on unemployment are bringing home more money than they were as they were employed. Oklahoma Senator James Lankford.
It's an additional $600 per week per person for anyone on unemployment insurance. That allows an individual to make about $48,000 a year on unemployment assistance. Many individuals that don't make $48,000 in their normal job, but they're making $48,000 now on unemployment assistance. Literally, it would encourage people that make less than $48,000 a year to not go back to work because they could make more by staying on unemployment insurance.
The Trump White House, as we reported last week and this week again, they're telling companies if you're receiving benefits under the Payroll Protection Program and you're inviting employees who have been laid off or furloughed to come back and they say no, then they are ineligible to receive more unemployment out there. So, Roger, real quick before I go to break, the government allows this, 16 weeks, 4 months of unemployment.
Right.
People take advantage of it, and the government acts like they're shocked.
Well, most of the time when people get unemployment, it's from the state level. Because we're in this COVID-19 pandemic right now, we're seeing a new federal unemployment to complement the state level unemployment, and people end up with more money. You know, my heart kind of goes out, though, to some of these families, especially if they have small children, because where are they going to put their kids if they go back to work when all the schools and daycare centers are shut down?
Ah, that would bring up a good free market idea.
Yeah,
but it needs to be discussed.
Or do they want to use their kids as being, you know, the test subjects in a clinical study to see whether or not they get sick?
I don't know about that. All right. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, 831-0600, 904-831-0600. Your calls are up next. Talk radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Starting to get some slow traffic, Rightmore Beach Boulevard turns into the Hartbridge Expressway. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
Sun and clouds are mixed this morning. Thunderstorms develop by afternoon. The high 91. Partly to mostly cloudy this evening with a low of 71. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
As we enter into our new normal, we find some things changing, like the basic handshake. It's just not sanitary. So what will take its place? Will we stand back and do the jazz hands thing? Hey! Maybe we could pretend to be mimes and a sudden invisible wall formed between us. Perhaps we could do the air kiss thing from 6 feet away. You know, call it kiss kiss from the distance. Whatever the new normal looks like, we'll adapt. This message brought to you by...
As we get back to normal, Jacksonville Cake Decorating Supplies is here for your baking needs. Jacksonville Cake Decorating Supplies has everything you need to bake your own cakes and cupcakes. J. Jacksonville Cake Decorating Supplies can help the do-it-yourselfer, or you can order your next event cake with them. Jacksonville Cake Decorating Supplies, 5547 Fort Caroline Road, just off University Boulevard. They even teach cake decorating classes. Book yours today. Call 513-4865, 513-4865, or visit JacksonvilleCakeSupplies.com.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by May 30th, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. From now until May 23rd, we're holding our big diamond sale, and now is the best time to buy a quality diamond of a carat or more. Here are a few reasons. First, the COVID-19 pandemic closed down almost all of the diamond trade centered in New York. Our diamond cutters asked us to house their inventories of big diamonds so they could make shipments from Jacksonville to both their wholesale and retail customers around the country. But most importantly, that allows us the ability to sell from their vast stock at brokerage prices you have to see to believe. All of these diamonds are graded for cut, color, and clarity and have independent laboratory grading reports from the most respected labs. Now, along with this vast collection of big diamonds, we put all of our own meticulously selected loose diamonds and engagement-style rings on sale at prices from 5 to 25% off, including Forevermark diamonds. We also take trade-ins, but remember, this sale ends May 23rd at Underwood San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
All right, let's take some calls. 831-0600, 904-831-0600. Let's start off with Jeff. Hey, Jeff, good morning. What's going on this morning?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man.
Hey, I think the lawsuits may bring something important out because we know that a lot of people have been marked with the cause of death at COVID-19 where that really wasn't the case. So I'm wondering, as hospitals become sued for wrongful death cases, if it's going to come out in discovery that the people, in fact, didn't even die from COVID-19.
Ah, good point.
Now, be careful, because I'm with you. The pre-existing conditions, but let's say that 10% of your bad health and your death was part of COVID, they're automatically going to claim it was COVID that pushed you over, and I hate to use this phrase, the finish line.
Possibly, but then it could have been the flu. And I was going to say something about the guy in Georgia, the Arbery guy.
Yeah.
When we were looking to buy a house, we actually had a builder have us go to a house that was under construction just to look at how good they were doing on it. And I've done that before and walked around a house that was being built. There was nothing in it to take anyway, but
yeah.
Somebody could have said something to me too, you know.
That's a good point. Good point. Hey, Jeff, good to talk to you this morning, man. Good points.
All righty.
Let's go to George. What's up, George?
Yeah, good morning. The most expensive part of Social Security is that health care costs have doubled in the last 20 years. And we need to stop doing silly stuff like Obamacare, because the most important part of this cost increase is analysis, or determining what the symptoms are being caused by. And a lot of diseases don't come up on these medical tests. And We need to go ahead and work on this issue big time. And we're spending all this money on pharmaceuticals when there's equipment that will rapidly determine whether a drug is safe and whether it's going to work. And most of those people who work in the pharmaceutical industry should be in hospitals. They should be doctor's assistants. And they can still work there looking at diseases and looking drugs. We need a lot more drugs, and we need a lot more
right.
Antibiotics especially. And the second thing is, we're not investing Social Security funds in businesses that create jobs.
That's
we
a good
can
point.
Always print money like we're doing now to
That's
save
right.
Social Security.
George, thanks for weighing in, man. 831 831- 800-516-0600. Hey, before I go to James, hey, James, hold on real quick. Here's my question. Would somebody, maybe James, you can do this for me. Would somebody explain to me why they say, the left is saying that the Medicare for All, this would be a great opportunity to promote a Medicare for All or Medicaid for All, whatever you want to call it, the Bernie Sanders type, that my question is, if that people are waiting in line to be tested for COVID-19 and then they can't find out for days or there's a backlog, then how would Medicare for All, wouldn't that make it worse? Anyway, James, good morning. What's going on?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I'm hearing you guys all the way in Gainesville this morning.
Good.
I think it's a manufactured crisis that they're using this to promote more governmentized health care, governmentized savings. I wish people would get off the Ponzi scheme of Social Security and get back to individual responsibility of saving for yourself. I think that's a lost art in this country now. Nobody saves money like they should. Back in the 50s, they would have the Ant and the Grasshopper cartoons that would kind of caveat off of that, where you would see the ant toiling all summer to save for the winter. The grasshopper played all day, you know, and when it came wintertime, he died. They don't teach those morals anymore, that you got to save for yourself and promote individual responsibility, because Social Security is a Ponzi scheme. I mean, if you die before the Social Security retirement age, you don't get any of that money. You could pass that money and privatized savings off to your family.
Great point.
Wouldn't you say, though, James, that most people who are really good at saving...
Hey, Roger, turn up your headset, brother. Your mic.
Okay, yeah, you can hear. Most of the people, wouldn't you not say, James, who are good savers, either have it automatically deducted out of their check because they have an employer that gives them some type of 401k option, or they, you know, have, you know, relatively, you know, good level of means, and therefore they're not living hand-to-mouth?
It is, but it needs to be taught in our education system nowadays. I know that when I went up through elementary to high school, they didn't promote, you know, individual savings. Nowadays, you go to a school, when I was a recruiter and I sat in the classrooms, they promote government. That the government's your God, that they're your answer. Yeah. And when it comes to teachers, they work for the government, so they're going to promote government causes.
All right. James, I appreciate you calling, man. Roger, he kept saying grasshopper.
Yeah. You know, I'm dating myself, but I remember those cartoons they would play in school, you know, with the grasshopper putting money away.
That's way before my time. Let's go to JC. Hey, JC, good morning.
Good morning. So you're talking about, the guy before you was talking about savings, and really right now, because our whole monetary system is fiat and not based on, you know, anything tangible, you know, we're off the gold standard when Bretton Woods was closed in 72, and the Constitution says only gold and silver is money, there's no incentive to save. I mean, the Federal Reserve has artificially lowered the interest rates to where you can't make any money off your savings. I mean, I have a couple accounts that went from 2.5% down to 0.5% within the last 6 months. I mean, what's up with that? I mean, that's crazy, man.
Hey, wait. You got money in a 2.5% rate of return account?
Yeah.
Oh,
I
man,
did.
You can do better.
And they changed it down to 1.5.
Wow.
JC's one of those Zuckerberg millionaires. People put him in a 2.5% because they just kind of want one of those guaranteed, kind of hide it for tax purposes, right, JC?
I guess so. I don't know much about Mark Zuckerberg, but the other
I'm
thing,
talking
you
about
know,
wealthy.
You were talking yesterday about the new stimulus package. I think this tariff. I mean, the communist Chinese party virus is responsible for all this. I think the tariffs that we're getting from them should go towards the aid, not our grandchildren's, you know, welfare. Right. I mean, this is crazy. We're too much in debt. We should make China pay for it through the tariffs.
All right, JC, I appreciate the call. Roger, JC, I wasn't putting you down. Appreciate the call. I got to take a quick break. I wasn't putting you down. I'm just saying this is you get a much better rate of return than 2.5% on your money. Sometimes they put them in a little bit lower, like bonds, just for certain tax purposes. That's what I was getting at. All right, 25 minutes after 7 a.m., Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Light traffic on 295 eastbound, getting off right at Phillips. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Sun and clouds are mixed this morning. Thunderstorms develop by afternoon, the high 91. Partly to mostly cloudy this evening with a low of 71. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
America's Everglades. There's no other place like it in the world. But we need your help to restore and protect it for future generations. So your kids, your grandkids, even your great-grandkids can experience and enjoy this national treasure. To learn more, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
Tired of COVID-19? Social distancing got you down? Hangar Bay Cafe has the solution. Hangar Bay Cafe at 2294 Mayport Road is accepting online orders at hangarbaycafe.com for pickup or DoorDash delivery. Or call for pickup or curbside service 247-3301, 247-3301. Fried Chicken Southern Living says is the best in Florida, along with ramen, seafood, and more. hangarbaycafe.com for pickup or delivery, or 247-3301 for pickup or curbside service.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use promo code WBOB. Or call 1-800-950-9024. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB.
We are all in this together, and we are making great strides. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp look forward to welcoming you to 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark soon for Jumbo Shrimp Baseball and affordable family fun. You can also tune in for updates at every game on Sunny 102.3 FM, the flagship station for Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. We are confident opening day will come soon, but until then, we hope our fans and community continue to come together and stay healthy and safe. Together we'll recover and overcome, and we can't wait to see you at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark when we do.
Rate the president. How do you rate the president? How do you rate Congress right now? Do you give him an A? Do you give him a D when it comes to spending, keep the economy afloat? 831-0600. 831-0600. Roger, how much someone I got to get take a break right now, right?
Yeah, we have a hard news break coming up in about 20 seconds.
More coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Parts of central Michigan are dealing with flooding of historic proportions. Governor Gretchen Whitmer pleading with the people in Midland County, including the city of Midland, Edenville, and Sanford, to take this seriously and evacuate. Torrential rains in the past few days caused two dams to fail, unleashing floodwaters. Downtown Midland, which could be under 9 feet of water by later today, has been evacuated, and that includes Dow Chemical's main plant in Midland. As of today, all 50 states will have eased some of their COVID-19 restrictions. Connecticut today is allowing certain so-called non-essential businesses to reopen following a lengthy shutdown. Stock futures are higher on Wall Street. Dow futures up 275 points. NASDAQ futures 92 points higher, S&P futures up 30. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. When the school buildings in Duval County reopen, whenever that is, there'll be at least one layer of personal protection for everyone there. Last night, the school board voted to buy over 140,000 face masks, one for everyone, at a cost of just over $300,000. Only shelters, certified breeders, and animal welfare organizations would be allowed to sell cats, dogs, and rabbits in Nassau County if a measure being considered by the Board of Commissioners goes through. There needs to be a public hearing on that first, though, and that won't happen for more than another full month. Officials with the Jacksonville Jaguars organization say that even though they could have opened their offices at the stadium yesterday, they're going to wait until next week to do so. And even then, no one will have to be there who doesn't want to be there, and no more than 75 employees will be allowed in there at any one time, and all of those employees will have to wear masks. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Colds, flu, and viruses equal germs and bacteria. Fight all of these with a Lampergé lamp, invented in 1898 specifically for use in hospitals to kill germs by purifying the air. Every doctor's office, daycare, and cancer center, wherever people gather, should be using a Lampergé lamp on a daily basis. Sprays and plug-ins are not the answer for killing germs. Lampergé is. Annabelle's of Orange Park is your most knowledgeable Lampergé dealer. Annabelle's, 904-272-5544.
Tune in every Wednesday afternoon at 5 for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
We're looking at lots more homes coming up, lots more restaurants.
Anita has all the latest news on Northeast Florida hot properties and everything you need to know relating to your most important investment.
The whole idea is to sell your house. We know what the market is.
It's Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles every Wednesday afternoon at 5 on AM 600 and 101.1 FM Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Light traffic on 295 eastbound, getting off right at Phillips. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy today with a possibility of rain by the afternoon, the high 91. Mostly cloudy this evening with a low of 71. Right now, 72 degrees. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new study says most of those collecting unemployment can now bring home more money than when they were actually employed. The Trump administration is giving $19 billion to support the nation's agricultural community. And next week, all 50 states are set to partially reopen.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Many of you are listening to this show on your smartphones, your Android phones. We encourage you, I mean, thousands of you, tens of thousands of you listen to this morning show on your phone device, on Android or smartphone, which is what I have and what Roger has. Many of you, just all you got to do is just download it. It's free, no monthly charge, no pop-ups. Just go to WBOB.com, WBOB.com, and click on the website, click on the app, and then you can listen to the show anywhere you would like. Also, Facebook.com/WBOB. Former sheriff, now he's the congressman. What is he? What is Rutherford? Fourth? He's the third district, right?
Third congressional district, yes.
There's so many of them out there. I like Congressman Rutherford. I guess last week, the Times Union came out and used the quote, and I think the congressman, and I like the congressman a lot, Roger, he's been on this program. I'm just saying, be a little careful in some things of what you say. As you know, the media is known to take things out of context, I would say, Roger. Last week, the Times Union came out and I guess did a quote. There was a press release from Congressman John Rutherford, who said that he wasn't going to support any bailouts, even those cities that don't have a proper fiscal, management or proper fiscal policies managing their money. This is what the congressman said. Clip number 12.
There certainly needs to be additional aid, I think, the state and local. But what we're not going to do is we're not going to allow the bailing out of states that were in bad financial shape already as a result of their poor economics. We cannot allow this pandemic to be used to bail out cities that have been financially.
All right, listen to this part right here.
This pandemic to be used to bail out cities that have been financially irresponsible. That I will fight against. But I do believe that there are some needs out there within cities that have been responsible economically that are still going to need some assistance.
Now, let me stop right there. I heard the clip. And again, I'm a big fan of the congressman. Having said that, Roger, you just heard it as well, correct?
Right.
It sounds like there's an accusation he wants it both ways. And this is where I want to ask the congressman. He says that he's not in the business. He's not going to support bailing out any cities that don't have proper fiscal management. But the city of Jacksonville was able, and that's fine, and the congressman's looking out for his district. I get why he did it, okay? Mm-hmm. The congressman was able to bring in money through the CARES Act. The CARES Act already donated given $150 of taxpayer money to states and cities like Jacksonville to help out with, for example, giving out 40,000 families $1,000 on a debit card when it comes to tax revenue loss that may take place. But what I'm saying is that if he's not... The question is, do you think, this is what I'm getting at, do you believe the city of Jacksonville has done a good job managing its money?
I see no contradiction whatsoever with Congressman Rutherford said. What he was essentially saying is that any city, whether it be Jacksonville, whether it be Los Angeles or New York, who ends up having a financial hardship due to COVID-19, they will be given assistance to help with the problems that COVID-19 created. But if they're asking for monies to go back further on the calendar to help with other issues that had nothing to do with COVID-19, he wasn't going to help them. That's how I interpret it.
Yeah.
So whether or not they had mismanagement or not, you know, COVID-19 obviously caused hardship for a lot of cities. You're going to get help for that hardship, but you're not going to get your pension program fixed in Chicago because of it.
I'm with you. Let me hear the clip one more time right here.
I'm going to allow the bailing out of states that were in bad financial shape already as a result of their poor economics. We cannot allow this pandemic to be used to bail out cities that have been financially irresponsible. That I will fight against. But I do believe that there are some needs out there within cities that have been responsible economically that are still going to need some assistance.
Wait. They're going to still need cities. Wait. Roger, I kind of look at it as in a different way. I understand where he's coming from, and I understand what you're saying. But the question is, how do we know what the cities are going to do?
Well, in Jacksonville, they gave it to people who lost their jobs.
Roger, you didn't see the whole list of money that the city of Jacksonville got, did you? They also got an extra $25 million plus to cover up the loss of tax revenue. The question is, they also got extra money to shore up other areas. My question is that because the city of Jacksonville hasn't raised taxes, and in credit to the mayor and to the city council, what if they use some of that money to shore up pension loss?
I don't believe they have they?
They haven't even spent all the money yet.
Well, they're going to use it for things that, you know, have to do with COVID-19.
So you don't think any city is going to mismanage some of this money?
Some might, but with the congressman was saying, he was going to fight against cities doing that. And obviously, in every legislature, every Congress, there are going to be some things that actually get through sometimes. But he wanted to make sure that the money that's being given to state and municipal governments are going to be used to help with COVID-19, not with problems they created prior to.
Well, how are you going to know that the money was spent?
Well, you know, you can probably do some basic estimates on what the COVID-19 crisis has created for the typical city, and that's what they get.
Well, when do you look at the beginning line? How do you know? When do you sit back and say, well, we need to shore up the pension fund because we have a loss of tax revenue that's coming in? City's law. Would you support bailing out and supporting more of the pension fund of the city if, let's say, there was not enough taxes coming in?
It would seem reasonable if the reduction in taxes caused them not to be able to pay their pensions because of the COVID-19 crisis to cover up that portion of it. But, you know, anything prior to that, you know, I think that's what the congressman was probably saying he was going to fight against.
You said something prior.
Mm-hmm.
When does the prior begin?
The prior would begin when the shutdown started.
Well, not everybody had the same shutdown now, did they?
I think you'd probably take a rough estimate of the entire snapshot of the country and come up with something reasonable.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious about this. I think I understand where he's coming from. But if you sat back and said that the city of Jacksonville has not properly managed its pension fund, and there's an argument on both sides, how are we going to know that this tax revenue loss wasn't used to shore up things that maybe could have been taken care of a few months earlier? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I think it has to do with the amount of money they're being given.
Ah, we're going to see this.
Okay.
How do we know that it's enough? And that's what I'm getting at. 904-831-0600. Talk radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
A bit of slow traffic on Normandy Boulevard headed westbound, just after 4 Acre Road. Add an extra few minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy today with a possibility of rain by the afternoon, the high 91. Mostly cloudy this evening with a low of 71. Right now, 72 degrees.
A coronavirus update brought to you by Bennett Power Equipment. Open for business as usual on West Beaver Street.
Almost 47,000 people have now been diagnosed with COVID-19 in Florida since the pandemic began. Nearly 8,500 have been hospitalized as a result. 2,052 have lost their lives. Duval County has recorded 1,318 cases, Clay County 321, St. John's with 233, and Nassau County at 66 cases. More than 717,000 have been tested. 6.5% have come back positive. Public libraries are open again, but social distancing guidelines make the experience very different. Only 10 to 15 people will be allowed in. They must have reserved a book online. They will only be allowed to enter once they get a notification that the book is ready for them to pick up. Graduates from St. Augustine High are going to have an in-person graduation ceremony. It'll be outside. Each graduate will have only 4 guests and will only enter at their appointed time, get their diploma, and then make room for the next batch. Keep listening for more updates.
The Blackhawk by Dixie Chopper is the choice for landscaping professionals and large residential properties. This legendary zero-turn mower mows over 4 acres per hour with Kawasaki engines with 48, 54, and 60-inch cutting decks. All of our Dixie Choppers feature tough 7-gauge decks and heavy-duty chassis backed by our 3-year bumper-to-bumper warranty. Stop by Bennett's Power Equipment on West Beaver Street in Jacksonville to get in on our 0% for 48 months financing for all models in our large inventory today. Dixie Chopper, the world's fastest lawnmower, made in the USA.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety. I'm Jonathan David Suryash, Managing Tax Attorney at J. David Tax Law. Everyone knows that if you owe the IRS and don't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. The first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. J. David Tax Law is a local firm right here in Jacksonville, where only an experienced tax attorney will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777, or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. That's jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, they're the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today, 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1945.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
And here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Lawmakers are demanding results after coughing up $3 trillion to salvage the economy. A new video shows Ahmaud Arbery had confrontations with Georgia police in 2017. And White House economists say improving numbers indicate the economy is quickly recovering.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here on our newsmaker line, Jonathan Williams is not only the author of Rich States, Poor States, but also he is an economist that comes on this radio show, one of my favorites. He is with the American Legislative Exchange Council. Go to alec.org. Listen to this clip, Fox News, Chad Pergram, that there's going to be a report card on spending. Get a load of this, sent to Congress. Here's clip number 5.
It's the first report card to Congress about the $3 trillion response to the pandemic. Fed Chairman Powell has argued that another jolt from Congress could bolster growth. But many Republicans are skeptical of another expensive bill. A bipartisan coalition of senators say the Paycheck Protection Program handcuffs small businesses. They have to direct 3/4 of the federal dollars they receive to employee wages. Senators want to drop that to 50%.
All right, so let me stop right there. Wait. First off, who's sending the report card here, Jonathan? I mean, what? A Congress member's going to send themselves an own report card, and they're going to grade it? So let's play this game here. I'm going to put you on the spot. The president dealing with the economy. I'll get to Congress in a moment. Here we go. The president and his administration dealing with the economy. How do you grade them as of right now?
Oh boy, this is an interesting one. I mean, I think that the administration has done really the best it could in this circumstance. Well, I mean, let's face it. I mean, this is grading on a curve for anybody right now, given the unprecedented nature of what's gone on here with COVID. But you look at the ability to, you know, try to target some of the funds to the hardest hit areas and the earlier spending bills that were very much lower price tag than what just passed, of course, in Congress recently with Pelosi's wish list of $3 trillion more. And then you look at kind of, I think the administration deserves a lot of credit for kind of standing up against those that would say they should federalize the entire situation of shutdown orders and everything else. They gave governors, whether governors made mistakes or not, and they certainly did in many cases, they gave the governors the ability to govern at the state level. And that's really, I think, one of the most important takeaways from this crisis, because always in crisis, Ed, the federal government will come in and overreach. And of course, there's been some of that, but this administration was very wise to allow the states to govern during the crisis.
Let me play for you. Here is Louisiana Senator John Kennedy. Everybody keeps talking about another bailout. He says, wait a second. We've already given out $150 billion in bailouts to state and local communities that probably haven't even already spent it. And yet, when will we wait to see where this goes? Here's his clip.
Well, we've already given the states, the money's appropriated, $150 billion. We told the states and the cities you can spend it on coronavirus expenses. I want to pass a bill that says if you have a revenue shortfall as a result of coronavirus, you can use it to offset the revenue shortfall. That may mean that we don't need the Pelosi bill. I do know this. We have given them already $150 billion. And I'll bet you most states and cities haven't spent it yet.
Now, where is this whole idea that we need to have another round of bailout and stimulus? Now, it's interesting. You have the bailout, which was included in the Democrats' bill last week, and then you got the stimulus, which is part of the PPP. What is more realistic of what's going to happen next? Something from Congress? Is there going to be another round of stimulus checks? What are you hearing?
That's a great question. I think, you know, what we've seen is I would actually look at, you know, Senator Kennedy's remarks there, and the numbers that I've seen are $225 billion already appropriated for state, local, and tribal units of government. I think it's very clear that a further bailout of states would be very counterproductive to the idea of federalism and fiscal responsibility. You know, in this round that Nancy Pelosi passed out of the House with Speaker Pelosi's efforts, you know, more than $3 trillion in additional spending, and a lot of that going to the states. That was nearly, you know, it was between $500 billion and $1 trillion, depending on how you count, to aid the state and local governments. And Kennedy's point there is, I think, key, is we don't know exactly how these funds have already been spent. They've already been sent a couple of $100 billion, and I think it's a very tenuous relationship to try to draw that line that state and local governments will spend that extra tranche wisely. And I think the Senate Republicans, and back to your question about the administration, have wisely pushed back to say, let's not bail out states that have been failing far before the COVID crisis began.
Well, now that brings up another interesting point. I mean, you got municipalities here in the state of Florida. You could argue whether or not their pension system has been doing quite well. They keep saying, well, we want to spend the money with pre-corona. Who decided the date of pre-corona? No one's told me. I mean, some states did it in early April, some states did it in late March. So when they say pre-corona, pre-COVID-19, you can't spend it on that, then who decides that? Oh, by the way, who's going to be the accountant that's going to follow through, or the accountability, as they say, the office of accountability to sit back and say, well, your state didn't do it, so you actually spent money that was pre-COVID-19. I mean, this is a cluster, Jonathan.
You know, it's the assumptions are all wildly over the map, as we've talked before, Ed, and I think that's part of the real confusion here of what the real impact is. I mean, some of the most recent numbers I've seen from some of the New York estimators have said, you know, $200 to $250 billion in downturn in revenue to the state level because of the crisis. And somewhat coincidentally or not, the state and local governments have already received $225 billion. So it seems to me that matches up pretty nicely with the best estimates that I've seen on what the revenue shortfalls are going to be. And at some point, Ed, we need to let the states govern and budget for themselves, because if we don't let them handle these important decisions now, guess what? The federal government then sets the precedent that every single time we have a problem nationally, they come in and come to the rescue. And guess what? It's Florida taxpayers are also national taxpayers at the federal level. So who are we kidding here?
Yeah, Jonathan Williams, economist for the American Legislative Exchange Council. We're talking with him right now. Here's a clip. This is from one of the White House economic advisors, Kevin Hassett. Listen to this. I know they got to put a happy face on the economy, but he did say something this past week. He says in real-time data, more businesses are open today than they were over a month ago. A little bit of spin here. Let me play the clip.
In fact, one of the things that I'm seeing in the real-time data is that things are going back faster than I expected. And so, as an example, we have a measure of how many businesses in the U.S. are open, and it was 50% on April 11th. And it's just a count of businesses, so it's not the same as GDP. It's 67% today. And so we're very, very rapidly opening up. And so I think what it means is that the stimulus that we passed really did build the bridge to the other side, and so that people can hit the ground running.
You know, here's the thing. I understand what they're doing, and we're going to be debating this, you know, months down the road, whether it was the right move to go. But everybody's all over the map. As they say, this is like a construction project. It's every man for himself. We don't know who's nailing this over here and who's laying the wood over there. The bottom line is nobody knows for sure, but you're an economist. Sometimes they predict things. Is that an accurate statement to make? Hey, we think it's going to recover much quicker than what we anticipated, but just because you open up at 25% of a business doesn't mean you're going to be gaining a lot of those that would somehow elevate the numbers of a GDP or that jobs are turning around here, Jonathan.
Yeah, that's right. And I have no reason to doubt economist Hassett's estimates there, and he's a great economist. But as one of the famous lines about economics goes, all models are wrong, but some are useful. And so I think it's really kind of interesting to see which lens people are looking at these models. And you're looking at kind of overall GDP-type models. You're looking at kind of more granular models of surveys of employers opening back up. I think part of the secret to the success here, and I understand why Washington would want to, you know, claim credit, and there's some things that they've done that have absolutely helped. But, you know, you have to look at, you know, what are the governors doing at the state level and what are the state lawmakers doing to reopen safely their communities and their economies. And you have to give credit to people like Governor DeSantis and Governor Kemp in Georgia and other governors who, in the face of withering national media criticism from the liberal media, have gone and done what they thought was safe and best to reopen their economies. And I think that's part of the untold story of why you're seeing some of those uptick in numbers that Kevin Hassett just mentioned.
Yeah, but you know, I got about 40 seconds left. Here's going to be the big debate. Liberals, I mean, I see all the emails. Hey, Ed, you owe Obama an apology. Government spending, we need an FDR approach. The administration, of course, is bragging about spending more money than FDR. The next big debate is going to be, see, free markets didn't turn this economy around. It was government spending, Jonathan. I got 15 seconds.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's going to be a conversation for another day, but yeah. Government does not create resources. It redistributes resources, and we got a whole lot of debt to dig out from under, Ed. That's a good conversation for another day.
I know. And, you know, maybe we'll do it next week. Jonathan Williams, economist for the American Legislative Exchange Council, ALEC.org. Jonathan, thanks for coming on today.
Always good to be with you, my friend. Take care.
Good discussion. All right. We'll continue to move on. The economy, big versus small, Trump versus Obama. It still rages on. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, 831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some slow traffic on 295 northbound, getting off right at Blanding Boulevard. Add an extra 3 minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy today with a possibility of rain by the afternoon, the high 91. Mostly cloudy this evening with a low of 71. Right now, 72 degrees.
I'm Lou Dimes. The Fed chair calls for financial help to states and localities. Unemployment in Britain also at record levels, and Facebook launches a new shopping feature. Those stories next.
Hi folks, Lou Dobbs. Like most of us, I've picked up a few aches and pains over the years. Inflammation is the reason many of us suffer with achy pain joints and muscles. Left untreated, inflammation can cause permanent damage. Pain relievers and topical creams don't typically treat the problem. They mask it. Omega XL is a powerful natural supplement designed to help reduce pain due to inflammation and promote healthy joints and increase mobility. Right now, staying healthy is on everyone's mind, so here's another reason to take Omega XL. Research shows Omega XL can help promote a healthy immune response. That means Omega XL can help your natural immune system protect you. Here's a special offer to get you started. Order now and get your second bottle free. For more information, visit OmegaXL.com/Lou or call 800-844-4888. That's 800-844-4888.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says America's in the grip of economic shocks that are without any modern precedent because of the Wuhan virus. He called on Congress to provide direct support to states and localities in order to prevent a deep recession. As America grapples with more than 36 million people who are jobless, unemployment in Britain is also on the rise. New data just released shows jobless claims in the UK surged in April to the highest level since the 1990s. The numbers represent a 69% increase from the previous month. Facebook says it will launch Facebook Shops, a new service to allow businesses to sell their products on all of its social network programs and platforms, including Instagram. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Some surgical mask etiquette tips. A couple of don'ts for when wearing a mask. Once it's securely placed on your face, don't touch it. That's where the bad germs are. Don't dangle the mask from one ear or around your neck. That invites bad germs to invade the inside portion of the mask. And don't reuse single-use masks. And finally, don't be offended. You are harder to recognize when half your face is covered. It's nothing personal. This message brought to you by...
I'm Amal with Go Mobile Tires. We're still open for business right now. We can mount and balance tires right in your driveway. We're offering no contact installation. We can handle the whole transaction via email, text, and phone, so you can stay safe inside your home while we work in your driveway. Visit our website at gomobiletires.com for more information. We're in this together. Stay safe, stay connected.
Visit GoMobileTires.com or call 904-907-0999.
More coming up next. If you 62 and over, you want a cost of living adjustments for your Social Security, is not going to happen. But Democrats say, don't worry about it. We're going to make sure that the program is going to be solvent because we're going to jack up your taxes even more. We'll have a lot more of this coming up next. Ed and Roger, Talk Radio WBOB.